technology led to a vision of worlds that can be made better. But we're not always wrong. One of the things that's unique about the era of the infrastructure state is the rise of experts who are charged with only looking at the question in terms of technology.
Yeah.
So this is the origin of the civil engineer. And the thing about the civil engineer is the civil engineer isn't really supposed to be in charge. You know, if you think of the Army Corps of Engineers at the École de Pont de Chaussée, the engineer is trained to be a master of quantitative information, to only look at the materials and length of roads, not to necessarily involve himself in social issues, which are supposed to be handled in terms of politics. So that was something that earlier generations had never had to think about. Beginning in the 18th century, we started handing over more and more of our economy to these quantifying experts. And the result was the potential for social questions about which communities were connected by infrastructure to break loose from the technological questions about what the infrastructure was doing. And that's been a problem ever since.
Hello, Barb. Hello? Okay, well, I think that was Charlene, but her telephone wasn't working.
Oh, well, that's not great.
Wait, I just need to stop the radio. Okay. Find my headphones.
Have you got two cameras recording? Because I've got two of you.
Yeah, I do. I have this one, which has in front of my camera, and then I have the other one's a bit hard to see, so, although I'm set up better now, so I can see you and the screen, but it doesn't really show my fingers very well. Although, it's really not as bad as I think.
Do I need to lift my computer? No,
you need to point it downwards. And point it away from your face, way towards the pillar. And they're good. Stop there, because when you turn it over back, they're perfect. And perfectly lined up in front of your black screen. It's like, good job.
Yeah, that's just hanging by pieces of string. Nothing like innovation.
Nothing like innovation. All right. So now as I'm going to find your page, which I was trying to do, but I got distracted.
I understand that.
It's so warm outside.
I know. I've been out and cut the grass and then crawled around finding all...
But wait, you disappeared. Your sound went.
It's on.
Now it's back. Okay, say again.
I was out and I cut the grass and then crawled around the front yard finding all my water lines to make sure they were working.
I have to, I was just saying to Joseph, I've got to deal with my sump pump, which I pump water out of the slough in the back end to water the garden with.
And, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's pretty good, except that last year, I don't know what happened, for whatever reason, for the first time ever, I left it in the pond. And so Joseph said, you know, it's not going to work. It's just going to be, you have to take it all apart and take out all the stuff that's growing in there all winter. Okay. So who knows? I just forgot that I hadn't done it. And there you go. So
Yeah,
I can't think of everything, man. But no. I don't really want to buy a new sump pump. So, I mean, they're pretty simple. I think if I take it all apart.
I have three water barrels that I use.
Uh-huh.
So that helps.
That helps, yeah. Well, we live on a gravel bank. You know, it's all gravel underneath here. I've got to stop my phone from talking to me. Where is the button to stop the noise? There we go. Otherwise, it'll bop off it at its own volition. Okay, now that is stopped. Now let's find the page that says Barbara S. There we go. All right. So you played polka pretty nicely today.
It's getting coming. There.
It is. So, you know, the deal is that if you want to play on the recording, you have to just play it straight through, right? And so what that means is the Siciliana will be really good for you to practice with, because you can see that if you lose out of place, you just stop and catch up. Yeah. So that it's the thing of just stopping and catching up whenever you can, but not fixing things that we have to go to. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, well, let's start with there. Let's do it again.
Where are we going?
To the polka.
Okay. Stravy. Okay. So I've done a lot of looking at the ceiling.
Uh-huh. That was a big breakthrough, I think. It was like, you know, you don't have to use your eyes to boss everything.
No. So that part's coming, and because that part's coming, so is this part.
You do not know how thrilled I am to hear that so perfectly in rhythm. Just super great. Super great.
The trick is going to be getting it to the 68-70 mark, but I want to go slow and solid for now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let's see where you were. I'm just getting out my little metronome-ish. Keep going. Yeah, so, you know, that was at 62.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. So not far off.
No, not at all. Yay, you. Exactly right.
Well, it worries me if someone like Nadine says, oh, I've been playing it way faster. I'm going, oh, God.
Well, that's her problem. You've been playing it way better. So there you go. Just take it that. Yeah, just say to yourself. Yep. I mean, people, it's good. Okay. So that is fantastic. So keep up with that.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure we're going to record that. And now let's do a little bit of the Larghetto, and then you don't have any troubles with the Sicilian, right?
No, the Sicilian. Well, the only trouble I have, I just have to keep counting when all of the other stuff is going on. But it's easy enough to count, and we play it nice and slowly. So I'm pretty much, it's mostly memorized.
Mm-hmm. That's very good. So as soon as you can make a recording. You don't have to wait.
Okay.
So you want to listen to your tape. So you have to get some headphones.
We've got some floating about that Richard's got.
Okay. So you put the recording that I sent that's attached to that email.
Yeah.
I'm also going to load it on the website, but I forgot. I keep forgetting to do that. You put that on your headphones and you play along. That's
okay,
it.
So,
and practice that like 3 days in a row. When you can play all the way through, practice as many days as it takes. When you can play all the way through without having too many major hiccups, and you can stay with the pattern, with the program, then you find a recording device, which can be your cell phone, voice memo on your cell phone, doesn't matter. You're just taking the audio, the voice recording. And then you play again. And you play and you listen to the recording in your headphones. And then you play it loud, so the recording we get is just of you.
Okay.
But it matches up with everybody else, because if everybody else is doing that, then everybody is matched to the recording that is there.
Okay, so do I listen to my part on the recording and play with it?
No, you just listen to what I've done. So, for instance, okay, let's do this a little bit. Now, right now, in fact...
So are we doing it with Siciliana?
Siciliana,
okay,
yes.
I'll go back.
Oh, we need G sharp, not D.
Okay. F's and D's.
Okay.
Energy up. That G.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'm just trying to see how this machine works. That's all. Let's put it up a little bit higher, then it can be even closer. Nope. Like that. My other recorder has really totally crapped out, so.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, it is. I'm using stuff that I'm not sure about. Now, so you play. Six, one, two, three, four, five, six, one, two, three. Something like that. Yep. Play your part just a little bit by itself, just the first part of it.
Okay.
Good. Now, put yourself on mute. And play with me. Four, five, six. Six. Okay, good. Stop there. Turn back on. Back on. Okay?
Yep.
That was good, right? That was easy enough.
Yes,
so that's all. That's all you need to do. So okay. If you were recording that, it obviously would have only, if you had the headphones on, you wouldn't hear me on the recording. You'd only hear you.
Yeah.
I don't want a million times of me. I make too many mistakes. Okay. So that's what we do. That's all there is to it. So okay. As soon as you can do it, because it's going to take me quite considerable amounts of time to put this all together. I have to take everybody's recording and sync them up, and hopefully they all sync up. And, you know, and if I'm really happy with it, I might ask you to do 10 seconds of video as well. So if I have a little piece of each person's face, that would be nice. So, okay.
Yeah, I'll have to get Richard to help me with the technical bit for that.
Yeah. He has a cell phone.
So, yes, he's got one, so do I, but I'm not very clear. I don't have a clue how to get it off.
Yeah, and besides, you want somebody else to take you with, to take a picture of you anyway when you're doing the video one. But I don't even know if I'm going to get there. First of all, we'll solve the audio problem, which could be too big for me. I don't know how big of a problem it's going to be. So yeah. I just have to find it out. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so that's where that is. So now we can look at your larghetto.
Okay, which is getting better. It's not brilliant by any stretch. I have been trying hard to play it without looking at it, and I still get lost, but I soldier on.
All right. Wow. Did we start this lesson at 2:30?
Yes.
Okay, good. We're making tracks here. Good. All right, go for it.
That's where I get lost.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, can I stop you just for one second?
Yeah.
The where you get lost, I noticed that last time too. But that, see that little bracket that I put under the G and the C? It should be connected. So you go one, two, three, and one.
Yeah, because I'm
and
playing
then
the
you
G
wouldn't
with
get
my...
lost.
Yeah, because I've been playing the G with my... First, well, I can still go thumb, can't I? Yeah.
Absolutely, you can. And then if you were just there, then you wouldn't have time to get lost. In fact, you could put that on from the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay, so do that again. One, two, three.
From where? The start?
Just from there.
Oh, okay.
The start of that bar three.
That's thrown me having that
of
two
course
on it.
Of course it will, yeah. Careful on those stamps. So those are pretty good considering you really just started that last time. But remember, you can't play when the finger's down there. We get a harmonic.
Yes.
So down, up, play, down, up, play, down, up, play. So there's no stopping. The hand doesn't stay on the strings at all. It trampolines in and off. But it's like this. Bump, bump, bump. But it doesn't go that far because the thumb sticks.
Okay.
So in fact, put your thumb on any note. Put your thumb on this blue F. And we're just going to touch and go up. Yeah, but you're putting it down and then you're taking it up. I'm saying really like bounce. Up, up. I'll do it on this hand. But it just bounces off. So as soon as it touches, it leaves. Yeah, that's right. Now, but up, play, touch, dot up, play, dot up, play. Now, but see how it's staying down there? You're like, oh, I play down here, but we don't. Actually, we just go. Almost. Now make the hand and the thumb land at exactly the same moment. So many parts, isn't there? Yeah. So don't panic. But you see this. Bah. I'm landing in place. So the landing is exactly here, but instead of landing there, which you're used to, I just flatten the hand. Then it's up, then it's play. Then it's down, up, play. Down, up, play. Down, up, play. That's good. You're up to two motions, but there's three for every note. Down, up, play. Down, up, play. Down, up, play. Just say to that yourself as you do it. Down, up, play. Yep. And say down, up, play. Down, up, play. This speed now. Down, up, play. Down, up, play. Down, up, play.
Down, up, play. Down, up, play. Down, up, play. Down, up, whoops, up, play.
That's right. Okay, now. The first one. Down, up, we don't start up like that. Okay, down, up, play, down, up, play, down, up, play, down, up, play. That's me. Down, up, play, down, up, play.
Down, up, play, down, up, play, down.
That's right, except that you're kind of rolling onto it. This is touching long before your thumb. So okay, if you watch, so watch my hand, down, up, down, up, play, down, the down. See, there's the down. I don't want to stay there, but my thumb is really ready. Down, up, play. So all my thumb just wiggles on the string. It lands here, it goes there. Lands there, goes there. It just moves on the string. Whoa, very nice.
Yeah, I thought I was pulling my hand away far too much.
Yeah, it can be touching or away a little bit, but
if you put your fingers there, it kind of helps the down up part. Down up,
yes.
Play down up, play down up, because you're kind of pressing against them as you, it's like a lever action, right?
Yeah.
You press in on the top and it lifts up at the bottom. Yeah. That's right. Now just get your thumb landing exactly on the right note, not roughly. Think more about your thumb landing than your hand, and it'll go there.
So you want the notes as written rather than what we've been playing to get
motion. Yeah, exactly. That's right. And do we damp the bottom one? Yes.
We do, and I find that a bit awkward.
Let's see if we need to damp that bottom one. What? No G sharps allowed. That's not good. No, there should not be, it should not be damped.
That's what I thought, because it makes it so awkward for me then to get up to that other F. So
and,
no damp.
And it shouldn't be anyway, because you're just playing an F. It's just, that's a typo. That's just a typo.
Yeah, because it does it again in bar 15 when it damps the C.
4, 13, 14, 15. Oh, well.
Should I that mean, one?
You're playing the same note. So, yes, you damp that in a different way. You change fingers. No, you don't have to damp that in the same way. No. So you can cross that one out too.
Okay.
So there.
Because it plays the same, it could be.
So you're going to play that C like this. Here's the C.
Yeah.
You've come down. And notice it's not damped the first one. Dum, bum, bum, bum. C, C, so
yeah.
It's thumb, 3 or 2. Okay, I'm saying nothing now. I just want you to play that first thing. Keep as much as you can in your mind, but if those things don't go well, know that you have a lesson recorded. I don't need to stop you for it. You're going to go back and look at it, and I'm just going to listen to the overall picture. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, so where am I starting from?
Beginning. Take it as slowly as you like. Keep going.
This is the slower bit because I haven't worked on it as much.
Okay. Okay, so there's a few things that we need to make sure. Stop stare. Those, the octaves, all the octaves really in this piece, almost, anyone that I can see easily, have to be connected. So this D is connected to this one when we have. Connected.
That's in bar 10, connect the two Ds?
Yep.
Yeah, because we took out the preceding C.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Which makes it even easier to land that as a full octave. So
yep.
Can you do those first two measures? Just stop after the low D one.
Whoops, wrong. Where am I?
Mm-hmm. Okay, actually, just do that again. And just put your mind into not where you're going on, but you're just doing that. So it's smooth like baby's bum. Land. Because you're just repeating the chord, so it needs to sound.
Play both. No other way around.
Okay, what? Now the left hand was good, but now the right hand, you fell apart. You forgot that it's thumb two, and then you move. That it's place 1, 2, 3 on the triad.
Which bar are we in?
The last note of measure 9. Get the rest of the triad. You're not on the triad. No, thumb is on the A, and then 2, 3 is on the F sharp and D. Exactly. So that forms a triad. It's just broken up.
Oh, I see.
So if you don't have that fingering, that's what that bracket means there.
Okay.
Okay, so make sure that's an important part. All those little notes, whenever those little notes are there, we always have to connect them. Otherwise, one, it doesn't sound good, and two, it's too hard to play otherwise. Because we have lots of time in between to grab that other chord. But we don't have time here. No, we can't do that.
Okay.
So put your octave on in the bass. Oh, it's just start right there. Start on beat 3. Start on the A. Just do it a few times. Okay, we'll do it my turn, your turn. Be on, and I'll do it first, and then you do it. Go. Good, my turn.
Playing them together, which is dumb on my part.
And now you have to take your hand forward. Aha, so you haven't been practicing like that. Okay, fun. Just do this, which is good. So you're left with your 4. Your hand has come away. Because when you play with your, you could play it like this, but you might as well play this octave with your hand up. That's a more normal way to play low octaves in the bass. Okay? So that will help you only play your thumb. Good. I do that again. That's right. Now, what do you have to do with your right hand? Your right hand has been in this inversion. It just has to hop down another inversion. So you go down the inversion, just like you were doing the inversions up the scale like that. Right. Okay, we'll go my turn, your turn, my turn, your turn. That's right. Do you know what the triads of D are? That's right. You go up. I just put up that upper F sharp to make it sound good, but that's always good to practice our triads, inversions of the triads. That's right. So all you have to do is say, okay, I'm looking at the music here. Then I'm getting ready for the part that I know. Okay, so do 9 and 10, just like that. Exactly. Doesn't that feel good?
Yes.
All right. Let's see what we can do with the next one. That's a funny chord, but it's what's there. Okay, I feel like I'm gonna come and hack a little bit, but maybe not. So here I'm gonna tell you something that you didn't think of doing, he didn't think of doing, but I think is actually easier. So I'm talking about the last note of measure 11, a B. And then you have G, F, E. Well, the E comes with a G, but do you see where I am? Right, now watch this. Watch how I just did it. Have a close look. So I put 2, 3, 4, I'm gonna need that E anyway. So I just played this. But when I got to the bottom note, I added the G. Exactly. Now, well, how much easier was that?
Much. So that.
Okay. So just extend that bracket over. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Place 4. So now we have.
Fumbling over the fingering in bar 13.
Right hand?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of messy. The best way to do it.
Because the D is all right. It's the octave back and rocking back and forth.
Oh, the left hand? Play your right hand first.
Yeah, the right hand. Yeah, the right hand. I'm not too sure.
I know, it's a mess, isn't it? So, you know, the best way to play it is to put 3 and 2 on the G and the A, but this is a new skill, why not? 3 and 2 on the G and A. Put your thumb on the C. Thumb on the C, because the last note for the previous bar, that's what's causing the troubles. No.
Are we in bar 13 or bar 12 still?
We're in the last note of bar 12.
Ah, okay, so thumb on C, okay.
And 2 and 3 are on G and A.
Yeah,
so you've got your 2 on the B. I'm telling you to put the 2 on the A and put the 3 on the G.
Okay.
And when you play the thumb, you do this, a sliding thumb.
Oh, okay, a slide, yep.
Now play the outside edges, but without taking away the 2. So here you are, 3, 2, 1, and you play just the outside edges. Don't go on. Don't look at the music. We don't care. So this is technique hour. Okay, have a look. I'm not even sure I need this second thing. I'm suddenly going, why don't you just look here? Okay, there's two different views. You've got your pick. So the thumb is going to play and the three is going to play. Just put them kind of close together. Or bottom up. Thumb is on the B, 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 B.
Thumb is, where am I now?
I know, it doesn't look like anything, but it's really how it is.
Oh, because I'm sorry, because we started out with the thumb on the C.
Yeah, I know. Okay,
we're just past that. We're just on bar 13.
We slid on there. Now, 2 and 3 are on the A, and the B is, the thumb is on the B.
Okay.
Got it. Now, we're going to play those G, B together while the 2 stays on. Oh, no problem.
Well, because I have something like that in the first part.
Excellent.
I've been playing that.
Yeah, exactly. And this is the same, except we're just going to play them. We'll put them back and play them again. No, the 2 is going to be on the A. I know you were playing it differently, so yeah. This will be a little change. Okay, try it again. Done. Exactly. Isn't that nice?
So 2 is on the A. So
that's
it's
right.
1, 2. I know it'll be on the recording, but I'm going to put that down.
Yeah, here. No. Yeah, give it a. So the 3 is on the G. The thumb is on the B. The 2 is on the A. And your thumb starts out on the C and it slides. So you can put one of those curvy lines to slide yourself over a thumb slide. I should write that on my music so I don't think I have to make it up again.
Yeah, I think I'm getting
exactly. And then look at how nice this is because you've got this octave. That nice open-handed G octave. I know. Now it's worse. 3 and 1 plus the thumb. Exactly. That's right. And you don't have to come, or you could come back with your thumb, whatever you want. That's it.
Yeah, that'll take some head wrapping, but it'll come.
I think I asked you last time if you wanted something new and then you told me why not, but I forget.
Well, I've still got Calm Waters that I'm working on.
That was it. Let's hear the Calm Waters.
Okay, and that one, because the counting changed slightly, at least in my head, it can, but it's getting
yeah,
there.
Because we were figuring out the speed. I've better
speed
write some
accent.
Notes here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be losing it here.
Rid of
I don't write you notes. Go ahead. I'm just making notes here.
Okay, and it won't be up to speed, but.
Okay. Wait, you were doing just perfectly fine there, but does the rhythm change at this point?
Oh, I missed a line.
And you missed a line too.
Yeah.
And then that made you decide to go faster because you were anxious. No, 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 no. Okay.
So I need to start at bar 17. That's where I missed. I leapt over that.
Yeah.
And then I fry my brain.
That's an improvement over what I heard last time, which was, I don't know what, not the whole thing. That's good. It's very good. Now it's just a matter of putting a metronome on and being fussy with yourself.
Yes.
You know, so there are places where you played it just at a fine tempo. I don't know what I told you last week.
65.
Okay, 65. You were a bit slower than that for sure, yeah. But at places you weren't. Here's 65. One and two. Well, you were a little slower. Right? So there's no reason not to play this with a metronome. And the first time, and so what you do with that is establish what is the speed that I can play it all the way. So this is like a self-teaching technique that every professional musician does. At some point, you've worked on the notes, you've memorized as much as you can, and now you need to learn how to play it well. You kind of things memorized, especially little clumps of things that are tricky, and then you say,
what is the speed that actually I can play all the way through with time to look up everything?
Maybe it's 50. One and two and.
So you kind of establish your baseline. If 50 is where you can do that and switch to this part perfectly and. Without any pause, without any shakedown. If you can do it at 50, then you do it at 50 for a couple of days. And then you say, I wonder what will happen now if I put it to 52. And then what will happen tomorrow if I put it to 58. And if that falls apart, then the next day you go back to 54, right? You don't have to make it in a linear fashion. So there's a thing of you can leap up and go, oh, that was too fast. I'll just go to the middle place. So it's good to push yourself every few days to doing a faster one. And so, you know, there's certain things to be said with, well, I just need to know it better. Yeah, truthfully, you do. And you're looking up things that you don't need to. For instance, at the top of the page, no, at the bottom of the page, after this part. Oh, here. What does it do? It goes exactly to the beginning. There's not one bit of difference there. But yet, the first time through, when you were playing at the beginning, you were perfect. And as soon as you went back to that part, you got all rattled. Where am I? I don't know this part, right? But actually, you do. So it's just having the picture of the form in your head. This is often the kind of practicing I'm doing at night when I can't sleep. Okay, the form is that is exactly the same. Then I go back and exactly do that part again. So that's the kind of memorizing that you can do away from the harp, practicing you can do away from the harp. So I feel like there's no reason why next week I'm not going to hear it perfectly at 62. It'll probably be there if you use this technique. And the week after that, comfortably at 65. Okay? Okay, that's your pep talk about that too.
That's my goal.
Open-handed, left-hand chords. Okay, I just need to, I think we need to be done. Oh, our time is up. I keep trying to stop early so that I can write all the notes for people and do all this stuff, but I can't time myself.
I write all my own notes.
I know, but I don't. Right, I don't see them. My interior clock just knows when 45 minutes is up, and it doesn't want to stop early, so I haven't recalibrated yet, but I will soon. Okay, so take care of yourself, and I'll see you. Yes?
You want to say something?
In a week.
Yep. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
What? Bye.
No, you were going to say something? No.
No, just.
You're just making noises.
Say bye.
Okay.